meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
So where will we go today with Gordon Goldsboro on Abandoned Manitoba? Gordon, of course, with the Manitoba Historical Society. Hi, Gordon. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, last week you told us, gave us a hint, a grave in the middle of a farmer's field. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about a 20-foot by 20-foot plot of land, essentially in the middle of a farmer's field, just outside of Emerson, Manitoba.
Okay, and the grave, tell us more about who's there, who's in it.
Well, we don't really know actually entirely who is in it. We're pretty certain, though, it's the grave of a fellow named Frederick Thomas Bradley, or F.T. Bradley. His wife may be there as well, and potentially as many as four of his children, but we're not certain.
Why would he be buried in the middle of a farmer's field?
There's the mysterious part of it. We don't know. We do know that Bradley died under somewhat mysterious circumstances, but we don't know potentially why that may have led to him being buried here.
Who was he?
Well, he was an Ontario-born civil servant, basically. He was appointed by the federal government to come to Manitoba at a time when there really wasn't any federal infrastructure yet. This was 1870. Of course, Manitoba had just become a province.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at that time, the only really way to get into Manitoba from the outside world was up the Red River. So, of course, that meant that they had to have a customs collector at the border crossing between the United States and Canada. So Bradley was appointed the customs collector at what they called West Lynn. West Lynn is the community on the west side of the Red River, but the, of course, it's right across the river from
Emerson. Why, though, would he be buried there? And there's a, I'm looking at your website now, quite a beautiful ornate tombstone.
Right. It's located several hundred feet off the road. And I remember when I visited it, which was in the middle of the winter of a couple of years ago, I had to walk up to sort of my knees in snow all the way out there. And what I found when I got there looking at this monument is that it's clearly written from the perspective of a grieving husband for his wife and for their four children. In fact, there's no mention of Bradley himself on this monument. And that's why I say it's a little mysterious as to why it's there, why that monument is there.
Did their deaths precede his?
They did indeed. When he arrived here, he was a single man. He married and then proceeded to have seven children. Now, of course, typical of the day, a lot of those children did not survive long. The last two of them, a pair of twin boys, died shortly after their mother died, I guess through complications of childbirth. So I think what happened is that that Bradley was so grief-stricken that he had this this monument made to put in the cemetery in Emerson. Just outside on the east side of Emerson, there is a little cemetery, and I think that's probably where she was buried initially.
Initially?
Well, initially because there are suggestions that after Bradley himself was buried here, that when the cemetery where she was buried and along with her children was closed, it was apparently fairly low-lying. It was subject to flooding fairly frequently. And so the congregation that owned the cemetery basically moved to a higher ground and they basically abandoned the old one. I'm told that they were disinterred and then moved over to where Bradley himself was buried.
Was there some kind of a plan to build a new full cemetery on the site where that grave is now?
I don't think so. There were some suggestions that maybe this was land that Bradley had owned. He did own land in the Emerson area, but it's just not altogether clear about why they would have put just this one grave there. I'd say it's literally way out in the field. There's no trail out to it. There's no road out to it. Literally, you would have to walk through the farmer's crop to get to this little cemetery. Now, the only suggestion is that it may have been because of the sort of way in which Bradley met his end.
Oh, what was that?
Well, as I said, he was a customs official, which meant he was a very important official in the federal government. And in 1884, February of 1884, the Canadian Pacific Railway had imported a shipment of coal, and they had paid duty on it to the federal government amounting to about $4,000. Well, the money went missing. Bradley, of course, was the person in charge, and the suspicion about where the money went immediately fell upon him. Now, he said that it was, in fact, two clerks working under his supervision who had taken the money and then skipped off to the United States. But the government wasn't convinced. They dispatched the chief of the Manitoba Provincial Police to Emerson to arrest Bradley. So they arrested him. They transported him by train to Winnipeg, where he was to stand trial. Well, he never actually stood trial because he almost immediately became ill. And in fact, he became violently ill. He went into convulsions and he lost consciousness and he never regained consciousness.
Was there any sense that this could have been a suicide?
Well, see, that's a suspicion, you see, because in some faiths, it's considered
a sin.
A sin to have.
And you can't be buried on consecrated ground.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the suspicion is perhaps that he realized that sort of the trouble he was in and felt that this was the only way out. Now, he is known to have been suffering ill health prior to this. It's possible that was exacerbated by the stress that he was under. But it just seems a little coincidental that he would go into this condition almost immediately after being accused of this heinous crime. So I don't think we'll ever fully know, but certainly it fits the conditions that he wouldn't be given a place in the cemetery, which is a little ironic because he, in fact, was the founder of the cemetery itself. He was the founding member of the church that had arranged to get the cemetery built. So for him to be denied a place in it would be kind of interesting. He did have a burial service in the church that he had been a member of. So I don't know. That sort of suggests that they weren't too upset with him, but I just don't know. But they came, for whatever reason, they buried him in this little 20-foot by 20-foot plot outside of town, and then later they moved his family there as well.
He was only young when he died, right?
That's right. He was only 39 years old.
39. And this plot of land, the 20 by 20 plot of land, is owned now by the town of Emerson?
That's right, it is. Yeah, and they have the responsibility to maintain it.
Oh.
In fact, that's how I found out about it in the first place. I was good friends with the mayor of Emerson, and he just mentioned one time about how one of his responsibilities was to maintain this single grave in the middle of a farmer's field. And I go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And then he told me the story of F.T. Bradley and the scandal that may have led to his demise.
Mm, quite a story, Gordon. What do you have for us next week?
Well, we're going to go to a little church north of Ethelbert that is quite unorthodox.
Okay. Thanks so much, Gordon.
You're welcome,
Claire. Great to see you again.
Yeah, bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.